Hi, it is Ilse Henderson here. And I would just like to share something that God has placed on my heart. The other day, I was listening to a teaching by Joseph Prince, and he spoke of a guy in Japan that was almost 120 years old. And the people asked him, what was his secret? Didn't he eat sweet stuff? Was it less stress? What was his secret? And he said that you must smile often. Isn't it wonderful? You must smile often. And when I heard that, it reminded me of a proverb that says, a merry heart does good like medicine. And just the next day, there was a lady at my husband's work, and she's 97 years old, and full of energy and full of life and still doing her own taxes, her own investments, everything. And he asked her also, what is the secret in life? And she said that you shouldn't take life too seriously. So it's almost the same as the gentleman in Japan, that you must smile and live light. And then the next day I got a wonderful clip from a dear friend of mine of a lady that is also, it looks a bit oldish, and in it she says, every day has happy moments. Every single day, even if it's just to see the new leaves coming out in spring, it's a happy moment. Or to just talk to your child, or just to walk with them, or just to see somebody that you haven't seen for a long time. It's a happy moment. But these happy moments pass by so quickly that we miss a lot of them. But God has blessed us with many happy moments in our lives. And we must just look out for them. They are everywhere in every single day. Happy moments. Even during this pandemic time, when things aren't going the way we thought they would, these happy moments snuggled in between that we can really smile about. Then during this time, this verse in Ecclesiastes has meant so much to me, and I hope that it will mean a lot to you as well. It's Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11 to 13. It says, God has made everything beautiful in its time. He has put eternity in our hearts. I know that nothing is better for us than to rejoice and to do good in our lives, and that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor. It is a gift of God. And when I read this, it just resonated with me to say, you know what? What is the essence in life? These verses sum up our lives for me. Number one, God has made everything beautiful, so we must appreciate everything and place Him first. He has put eternity in our hearts, and He is our everything. We should rejoice and sing praises to Him no matter what situation we are in. Just keep our eyes on Him, the number one. Number two is that we must do good in our lives. Do good unto others. Do good as His Spirit leads us to. And the third thing in life is to eat and drink and enjoy the good of our labor. It is a gift from God. Now, I think a lot of us have forgotten the last one. To enjoy the good of our labor. To enjoy our lives. I think many of us, you know, we try and we strive and we struggle, but God says, now, come on, you must enjoy your life too. I read this morning in Psalms the same thing, in Psalm 128. It says, when you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy and it shall be well with you. Isn't it beautiful? These three things in life, to place God first, to know that He has made everything beautiful in its time. The season that you are in at the moment is also beautiful in its time. The second thing is to do good unto others. And the third thing is to enjoy the fruit of your labor. Do not let life pass you by. I think many of us just go through the motions and we let life pass us by. And then later in our life, we get to a point to say, where did this life go? It reminds me of a song of Jeremy Camp that says, keep me in this moment. Lord, help me to see in this moment. Help me to enjoy what you want me to enjoy. Help me to enjoy every stage of my life, because all of that is beautiful in its time. It also reminds me of a song of Jason Gray. It says, celebrate. And it says that these hands were made for clapping and these feet were made for dancing. Come on, let's celebrate. And it's so true. Everything in life, there is always something to celebrate. Even if it's just to be able to get out of bed, to be able to have a nice breakfast, there's something to celebrate. Every single day is filled with so many celebration, happy moments. I had some of these happy moments when the clivias that I've been watering the whole winter started to bloom. They have the most beautiful flowers, those beautiful orange flowers that come out and bloom in spring. And I loved it when these clivias started blooming. It was like a reward for my hard work in brackets of watering them throughout the winter. But one thing struck me. We have a couple of clivias in our garden. Now, I saw two of them close to one another. I mean, they get the same shade, the same water, the same nutrition from the ground. They have the same everything. But the one clivia bloomed beautifully and the other one didn't. It had no flowers at all. And I was looking at this and I was wondering, how does that happen? I mean, this clivia had the same opportunity than the clivia right next to him, but he didn't bloom. What's happened? Why? And in that moment, God spoke in my heart and he said, you know what, Ilse? In life, it is the same. You, all my children get my love. They get everything that they need from me to live a life in full. My son died for them so that they can have life and life in abundance. But the choice is up to them. Some of them will bloom. Some of them will see their happy moments. Some of them will smile. Some of them will enjoy life, the good of their labor. No matter what, they will still go about and do good to others. They will celebrate. They will glorify me. While others that get the same opportunity, the same love, the same everything, same nutrition, the same water, the same shade, the same sunlight, will wallow in self-pity, will turn to self and be selfish with everything that I've given them. And I realized that it's so true. And in that moment, I made a decision to say, no, but I want to bloom. I want to portray flowers to this world. I want to be a fragrance that people want to come close to. So that is what God wants for us. I don't want to be that clivia that didn't bloom. I don't want to be that one. And it's so easy to fall into that trap. I've done that many times in my life. And at the end, I'm just sad and depressed. And that is not what God wants for us. He wants us to bloom, to be a beautiful flower, to attract others to Him. He wants us to see the beauty in every single season of our lives. And that is where He wants to lead us to being a clivia that's blooming. Glorifying Him, doing good to others, sending the fragrance out, and just to enjoy the good of our labor. Father, thank you for blessing us with so much. Father, you are a wonderful, wonderful Father. You are the love of our lives. Father, thank you that you look out for us every single moment of every single day. We want to bloom for you. We want to be the fragrance this world needs. Thank you for making everything beautiful in its time. Help us to notice the happy moments every day has on offer for us. It's a gift from you. The Bible tells us that. A gift given to us. We simply need to take and receive it. We receive it, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.